Today, Be'ezda Hashem learned Daf Yud Dalet of Maseches Menachos. Some of the topics we're learning about include Shtei Halachim. Two loaves made of wheat flour from the new crop were brought as a special mincha on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Among several other korbanos, they were accompanied by Shnei Kevasim, two sheep eshlam. These sheep were matr, the loaves to be eaten. This korban was matr chadish b'mikdash. Only after this korban was brought was flour from the new crop of wheat permitted to be used for korbanos in the mikdash. Lechem apanim, 12 loaves of bread were arranged on the shulchan, and two stacks of 6 loaves each, and they were accompanied by shnei bezichin, 2 spoonfuls of levaina. Every Shabbos, the lechem apanim and the shnei bezichin were replaced by fresh ones. The previous week's levaina was burned on the mizbeach, and only then were the lechem apanim permitted to be eaten by the kohanim. Shachat shnei chavasim lechel achas minachalas lemachar. If one slaughtered the 2 kavasim of the shtei lechem while intending to eat one of the loaves the next day, or if one burned the 2 spoonfuls of levain of the lechem apanim while intending to eat one of the arrangements of lechem apanim the next day, it is a machlikas whether the second loaf or arrangement is pigel. Pigel b'yerch shel yamin lo nispagel ha'yerch shel samoil. If one has intentions of pigel regarding one part of the carbon, whether the rest of the carbon becomes pigel. Whether an intention during an outside avoda about an inside avoda, or an intention during an inside avoda about an outside avoda, renders a carbon as pigel. Arba avodas mitzarfas lepigel, whether intentions during the 4 avodas combines regarding pigel.